USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another police officer in America is shot in the line of duty. This time it happens at a Phoenix, Arizona intersection.
Our officer is in critical condition. The suspect is also in critical condition. There are no outstanding suspects.
That Phoenix police spokeswoman did not identify the officer nor the suspect, who again are both hospitalized. Witnesses telling police the officer was trying to make a routine traffic stop when shots rang out last evening. The jury in the tax and bank fraud trial of former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort continuing deliberations. The jury did send the judge a note with four questions yesterday after winding up their first day of deliberations. One of the questions asking the judge to redefine reasonable doubt. This is USA Radio News.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle.
It took 15 minutes for you to decide to trim your eyebrows.
Just a little off the top.
Slip and lop off your left eyebrow.
Oh.
And frantically try to paste the brow back on your face.
My favorite brow.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 brow-raising minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
A well-known fired White House aide continuing her big book tour.
Omarosa leaking new tapes to the media. On this clip, Laura Trump telling her she can have her new campaign job if she meets certain conditions.
And I think we can work something out where we keep you.
Omarosa, a former apprentice contestant, fired by Chief of Staff John Kelly from her position at the White House.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky. Omarosa saying she equated that job offer with a hush money arrangement. California wildfires are hurting air quality nationwide. NASA says high levels of carbon monoxide have spread as far as Texas, the Northeast, parts of Canada, too. The noxious gas emitted from burning grass and trees. Aretha Franklin's hometown of Detroit remembering the Queen of Soul, with fans gathering outside the new Bethel Baptist Church all night. Franklin died at 76 yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More now on the death of Aretha Franklin, as former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama are expressing their deepest condolences following news of the death of the Queen of Soul. The Obamas releasing a statement on her passing saying, "America has no royalty, but we do have a chance to earn something more enduring." And the statement goes on to say that Aretha helped define the American experience through her voice. The couple sending prayers and warm sympathies to Aretha's family and saying everyone's been moved by her music. In other news, the ACLU is pushing to have deported parents brought back to the United States. A court filing yesterday by the American Civil Liberties Union in San Diego claiming it's the only way families that were separated at the border can be reunited. An ACLU attorney saying the government's reunification plan does not address the rights of already deported parents to be reunited with their kids. The government's urging U.S. District Court Judge Dana Savraw to approve its plan so the process can move forward. Savraw's laid responsibility of finding parents and reuniting them with their children squarely on the Trump administration. And Uber is considering selling its self-driving unit. The new tech site Information says they're under pressure from investors to do so. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris.